right, everybody. I'm coming to you from the show floor at E3 2007, and I found what is actually one of the most interesting I've seen yet so far. It's called the Serious Game Initiative, right? And this is Ben, who's going to explain to us what exactly that is.
So what we are is a sort of grassroots group of developers, researchers, and industry people who are looking at ways to use games and game technologies outside of entertainment.
Okay.
So it can include healthcare, learning, corporate training, a whole amalgamation of things that we can do with games and game technologies.
So with these games, are they even, they're considered games, but would they be for doctors and like educators, or the, those being educated?
It's everybody, really. I mean, it could be anything from sort of like what we see in Nintendo's Wii Fit.
Yeah.
We're not using that to entertain ourselves. We're using that to get in better shape. Or it could be something like what we're showing here with Pulse, which is for doctor training.
Okay, now let's take a look. This is a PC game, right?
Yeah, this is a PC project that's being funded by the Office of Naval Research. It's actually a research project to see if we can use high-fidelity game-like environments to train doctors in combat medicine.
That's amazing. And now, are all the games PC-based?
Most games are PC-based, but we're starting to see people experiment with mobile platforms, even people doing stuff on like PSP prototypes, looking to see what we can do with these technologies. I mean, some of the stuff that we do doesn't see the light of day. It could be a research project. But a lot of things being done in this space are things that are actually going to go out into the field and be used.
Absolutely. And what has the response been so far from the crowd here at E3? Because it is a little bit off what everyone is expecting to see at E3.
Sure. I mean, I've been working on the Serious Games Initiative since 2002. This is our third E3.
Yeah.
And the response has always been great. I mean, we do a big conference at GDC as well.
Sure.
And the development community is really into this because it's about business diversification as well. So it affects their bottom line.
Uh-huh.
But it's also, you know, when you work on a game technology to, say, power the next Call of Duty, and all of a sudden we can use that technology to do other things, I mean, it really widens your perspective as a developer as to what your impact's going to be. And
Absolutely.
That's a really, really neat thing.
You guys must feel really good about yourselves at the end of the day.
Well, I hope we feel good if all of a sudden what's happening is that games are being seen as more than just one thing.
Absolutely.
And if we can broaden what games are, that increases the relevancy of games, and increases the health of the industry from business diversification. And some of the stuff that we're working on actually could come back into regular games. So
yeah.
We really see it as a full circle thing. I mean, I've been playing games for 30 years.
Now, real quick, what is this game? And then I want to get into this.
So what we have here also is this is Neuromatrix. This is an NIH-funded project that is looking at ways that we can use game technologies to get kids interested in the brain, be it brain science or brain health, and try to understand this, you know, incredible piece of gray matter that we have between our ears, and what does it do? And so it's sort of a story-based game where you are going into a world that where there are people who have been sort of infected with some nanobot technology, and you're trying to find out what's wrong with them.
Right.
And during that, you learn about all the different processes and things that happen inside the brain.
And an age range for the people who are going to play this game?
Middle school students. They're actually doing research with it to see how the students take to the content. Does it perform better than sort of a lecture or a documentary? And what they found is that it does. I mean, wouldn't you rather play a game about the brain than sit and listen to somebody lecture about it all day?
Hell yeah!
Right, absolutely. So, I mean, this is what we want to do. We want to sort of game our way to a better future.
Good, I love it. Now, let's look at this one, because this one looks much more advanced. I mean, first of all, just the texture of the skin alone, it's so realistic.
Absolutely. I'm actually an advisor on this project, and what was amazing is the researcher who's leading the project was adamant that she wanted to use game-based technology and game developers. In this case, you're working with Breakaway Games in Maryland.
Okay.
And I remember one of the big things she said is, I want to see the sweat on the patient's body.
I
mean, because doctors will look at that. They'll look at also how fast the chest is compressing, all these different aspects of the human anatomy, and they're taking it to another level, even a level that we don't see in regular games. So this is what we're talking about when there are demands in the serious game space that are actually bigger than what we have for our own games, yet all of a sudden this could be something that we bring back into regular games. So, you know, say the beads of sweat coming off a fighter's head or a soldier who's been wounded in the field.
So. Could you play a little for me? Let me see.
Absolutely.
And just describe to me what's going on. Because obviously this guy's hurt. He's got a little head wound.
Yeah,
his breathing looks normal.
44.
Okay.
I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
But what we're trying to
do. But you could be after you play this game.
Well, the idea is that you're supposed to be. But in this case, what we're doing right now is we've taken off this sort of chest piece here, neck piece.
Okay.
And we can actually now examine the throat. We could check the neck, and we'll turn the volume up a little.
Oh, wow.
And so we're getting
no step offs, no midline tenderness, no laceration.
So he's just reported back what he's found from that. We can actually check his trachea, I believe. And then we
can you cut him open if you want to?
Yeah, not in this scenario. Actually, we were trying to figure out the person who's the designer of the project isn't here today, so we're actually like, this would be what happened if the doctor wasn't there and
gotcha.
Some guy just randomly walked in off the street and tried to heal the patient. But we're going to actually do an ultrasound, a portable ultrasound, because what we discovered in playing this game ourselves is we think there's some fluid in the left side of the patient, which is indicative of probably internal bleeding or something's going on. So we've brought over this device to do the ultrasound, and now we're gonna apply the ultrasound to this person's right upper quadrant.
Uh-huh.
And we're waiting now for the reading to come out, and we see there's some fluid below the diaphragm. But unfortunately, if there was a doctor at E3,
we're gonna have to do this in part two.
What would actually happen to this patient?
Very cool. Thank you so much. And is it a website? Is it Serious Games Initiative?
SeriousGames.org is where you can find out information about the organization. This particular project is called the Pulse Project, uh-huh. and it's being done by Texas A&M University Corpus Christi.
Awesome. Well, you guys are up to great stuff. I wish you the best of luck.
Great.
And those at home,
Thanks.
Serious Games.
The Serious Games Initiative.
There you go. .org.